my dad is actually from England, but he spent most of his adulthood here in Australia, so he migrated here from England. Yes, my mom is Filipino.
But you hardly speak and understand Tagalog.
Yes, that's correct. Probably because my mom is so good at English that she spoke it at home while I was growing up. And she tried to teach us Tagalog when I was young, but sadly I didn't learn it. But I will now that I'm an adult, and I'll make it my goal to learn Tagalog.
Okay, so it's in your bucket list.
That's right, yeah. So on top of my PhD, I've got all sorts of hobbies and interests, and Tagalog is definitely on the list of things that I have to complete by the time I'm 30, I think.
That's very good. Though your Tagalog is minimal, I can see you are also active in the Filipino community and student organizations led by Filipino students there in Queensland.
That's right.
Do you also sing like most Filipinos?
Oh, that's a tough question. So most Filipinos can sing. My talent is dancing. Yeah, I love singing, but unfortunately I'm not very good. But my mother, who grew up in Philippines as a very talented dancer, she passed it down to me. So I can do all of the Filipino cultural dances, including your national dance, which is the tinikling. I'm quite good. But yeah, I love to dance, and it's something that I can attribute to my mother, who is also a dancer.
You are currently a student at the University of Queensland.
Yes, that's correct. I'm doing my PhD in plant pathology at UQ. I did my undergraduate with UQ as well, but in a degree called biotechnology, majoring in plant biotechnology.
I can see you're very interested in science.
Yes, I am. Science was my favourite subject in high school. I did all three, physics, chemistry and biology, when I was in year 11 and 12. And UQ has such an enriching science program that I just kept going with it, and I'm having a blast. Now I'm doing a PhD in science. So my field is called plant pathology, which looks at diseases of plants. In particular, the disease I'm looking at is called black root rot disease, and it attacks young avocado seedlings. So the specific plant I'm looking at is avocados.
Why did you choose this specific study?
One of the reasons why I chose avocados is, apart from the fact that it's a fabulous fruit and it tastes so good, it's not easy to grow avocados. And my supervisor, who is a researcher, a plant pathologist specifically in the avocado industry in Australia, told me about this project. And what happens is there is a disease called black root rot, and it attacks these young avocado seedlings, and it causes them to die within a year after planting. It's a really horrible disease. It's completely devastating, and it can wipe out an entire orchard of new plantings within a year. But we don't know much about it. We don't know the full spectrum of causal agents, and we don't know how to treat the problem. So when I was told about this project, I was really excited because it's completely new. It's a new problem to Australia. It's not a new disease. It's a new problem, and I love problem solving, so that's why I did it. I wanted to help fix it.
With this interest of yours, or with this study of yours, that's why you got interested to be part of the UQ campaign. Can you tell us about this campaign?
Yeah, sure. So when I auditioned to be part of the UQ Create Change campaign, I didn't actually know what the campaign was about. It was all a big secret, but what we did know was that there was a role to be played in the advertisement, so I auditioned for that. And I was given the role, luckily, and basically Create Change, what I've learned after participating in it, is about how you can help positively contribute to your little community, your world, or other people's lives. You're creating change in your own life and in the life around you. And it's all about how you can contribute. And I think the Create Change campaign is very relevant to my study, because looking at avocado diseases, I want to help maintain food security, I want to help improve it, and I want to help feed the world. And that's what creating change is all about.
The campaign that we're talking about, the Create Change campaign of UQ, you said that you joined it, but actually you are the face of the campaign of UQ.
Yeah, that took me completely by surprise. So I wasn't expecting that. I just posed for a photo, and I think they liked the picture, so they made me the face. But yeah, there is plenty of other faces of UQ as well.
But your face is being seen all over Queensland and probably in Australia or in other parts of the world, because when they click the website of the University of Queensland, they're going to see your face as one of the face of the Create Change campaign of UQ.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen it myself. I've driven past my billboard and I've caught the bus and saw my face on the back of a bus. that was really cool. And I've received some really nice compliments from strangers and people passing by. And it seems to me that the Create Change campaign has really helped UQ to promote their students and what they can offer as a university. So it's a completely fantastic experience and I'm enjoying every minute of it and I'm so grateful.
Your avocado research is not just for Australia. It has an effect for the avocado industry. And actually, you were invited to present your research in the 8th World Avocado Congress in Lima.
Yes, that's correct.
Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, you're exactly right. My research does not just apply to Australia. So the information and results that I gather from my work, it can be applied to the rest of the world. They can use that information to look out for symptoms of disease in their own plants, in their countries. In the World Avocado Congress in Peru, I was lucky enough to be invited to present my work over there. So all of the avocado researchers, growers and people in the avocado industries from across the globe will be attending. And so it'll be a fantastic experience for me to talk about my work and to get everyone keen about avocado research and just to meet the other people working in the industry globally. So I think that would be a really fantastic opportunity and I feel very lucky to be a part of that.
How will your research on avocado affect the avocado industry specifically in Australia?
Ah, good question. It will help to improve growers and industry members' understanding of the disease and just the potential problems that it can cause. So my avocado research is on nursery avocado trees, so little baby trees that are growing inside these nurseries, and the disease is a problem in these nurseries. And when it comes to growing avocados, it's important to choose, when you're starting out an orchard, as in a field with your trees, it's important to choose a nursery that is disease-free. So for the industry, knowing these facts will benefit them so that they can keep an eye out and they can also just maintain a high-quality nursery environment.
Louisa, what's your ultimate aim you want to achieve in your research of avocados?
Oh, yeah, sure. My ultimate aim is to increase our understanding of the causal agents of disease, to look at how these fungi are actually causing disease. So we know that there are these toxins that these fungi secrete to cause disease and to rot the roots of avocados. And I want to look at these toxins and to establish its role in disease progression. And finally, I hope to find a disease management method which will help to improve the disease symptoms or to get rid of it entirely. But we know because it's fungal, you can't use fungicides to eradicate the disease. You have to also look at other methods as well because it's just difficult to keep it under control in the nursery. Actually, avocados, there's a lot of problems. So mine's not the only disease and the only issue in avocados. There's quite a few. So there's other students at UQ as well studying avocados.
But maybe we're seeing a Filipino-Australian expert in avocado in the future?
Hopefully one day when I've completed my work and I've learned to look at the disease. And also I need to learn more about the plant. And so when I go to Peru, hopefully I'll be able to gain more of that knowledge to learn how to grow an avocado tree properly, how the physiology of it is, and just knowing what an avocado is in general.
Celebrating 40 years, SBS Radio.